Did you know it's Black Indigenous People of Color Mental Health Month, which is amazing. I remember as a young girl, nobody talked about mental health. If you did, it was so taboo. You were thought to be crazy. I mean crazy in the context of you needed to go to a mental ward because something had to be wrong with you. And so being an adult and just seeing people talk about mental health and provide resources and people are going to therapy, especially in the African-American community, is amazing to me. But I'm here to talk about how our teens of color are having mental health issues when it comes to the college application process. And I know a lot of people, their parents, think that, oh, it's just, you know, them doing the application, they're overstressed, but there is so much anxiety that our kids of color feel as they're going through this college application process. One thing that I want to talk about is a term that I've coined, academic confidence, which don't go Google it. You won't find it in any dictionary. And that basically means how smart or how intelligent someone thinks that they are. And I read a article from Fox News, maybe like during COVID, that talked about 28% of Black boys and Latino boys, only 28% of them feel academic confidence, or they feel like they're adequate enough where they feel as smart as their peers. And that says a lot. That says a lot. I personally think that's why a lot of our Black and Latino boys run to sports instead of academics sometimes, because that's where they feel the most adequate at. That's where they feel the most appreciated at. Our Black boys who do have academic confidence, they become what is I consider a token student, which means now they have it different types of pressures. They have the pressure to always be performing, the pressure to always be on, the pressure that they can't make a mistake. And so how do we handle this when we run across a student, especially African-American boy or Latino boy who you notice that they struggle with academic confidence, is that you have to constantly encourage them, build them up, kind of baby step them into academic performance, because these boys are so intelligent and they get drafted as being lazy because they're not doing the same thing that young ladies their peers is doing. They're not running for student council president with some of them, and they're not taking 10,000 AP classes. So here's a couple of things that I suggest that you do to them. Celebrate them when they make good grades. Celebrate them. Go hard. Make them feel like they won the NBA championship when those grades are amazing. Once they get that feeling, they're going to want to continue to make good grades. Now, it could backfire to where, you know, if you put too much pressure on them to make good grades, that they can't handle the stress and they may crumble. So be careful. Number two, kind of baby step them into academics. If you have a male of color, and try to, you know, persuade them to take a pre-AP or AP class. A lot of them are just scared to be embarrassed or to everyone will see their academic confidence or their lack of, and so they don't want to take a dual enrollment class because that means they'll have to work a lot harder. People will know if they're not passing the test and things like that. So kind of encourage them to take steps like that. Encourage them to read, find out what they like, and get them books in that topic. If there's a teen and he's interested in mechanics, he's interested in animals, like take him to a veterinary, like take him places, take him to those places, like intrigue his interest. The more a teen is interested in something, the more they're going to want to know more about it. And so that's just a couple of things that we can do to increase academic confidence. I have a lot more, but we don't have that type of time. So let me switch over to our young ladies of color. Years ago, maybe like 10 years ago, I attended this virtual training where it was called the Perfect Girl Syndrome. Now, this applies to all girls, but when I read it, when I attended it, it really spoke to me as an African-American young lady who felt like she just had to be on all the time. Like, she had to be the perfect girl. She had to be the role model for every black girl as she was a high school student. Like, I had to make the good grades. I had to be the best friend. I couldn't mess up. I couldn't experiment with bad choices. All my choices had to be right, mainly because I feared my parents, but mostly because I loved them and I wanted their respect, and I never wanted them to view me as a quote-unquote bad child. And so with this perfect girl syndrome, you run into overachieving young ladies, especially black and Latino girls in high school. These are your student council presidents. These are the girls that's always being a part of every committee that the school offers, giving up any time they have, not to learn more about themselves, but just to put on the perfect girl image, you know? And so here's two things that you can do to help with the perfect girl syndrome. Number one, allow them to fail. And you're like, how do you allow them to fail? When they mess up, and they will, whether they try to hide it from you or not, they're going to make a mistake. Don't shun them for it. Let them know that, yes, you wish they would have made better decisions, but you are proud of them for being accountable for those decisions, and that it is okay that if you do something wrong, that we will be here. We love you no matter what. You don't have to be the perfect child. You just have to be our child. And same thing if a teacher or a mentor or anything like that talks to them, just that type of conversation. They need to have room for error. And when you have perfect girl syndrome, you feel like you don't have room for error. And that brings on anxiety, and that brings pressure, and that makes you withdraw. So that's number one. Number two, help them find what they love so they don't waste their time doing everything, being everybody's best friend. Try to help them find what they love. What's that one thing that stands out? Maybe they love doing community service. Maybe they want to do their own, nonprofit. Maybe they just want to hang out with their friends all the time. Allow them to do that. Don't let society, and especially their high school, because let me tell you something about high school. Once they find a student that's an overachiever, that's going to make the school shine, they will turn that into the spokesperson for that school. And next thing you know, your child's schedule is filled with all type of school events that you're like, how are you a part of this? And why do you have to go to these meetings with school officials and things like that? And that's, although it does help on a college application, it will stress them out. And that stress is only heightened when these kids, including the black and Latino males I was talking about, it's only heightened, when they begin the college application process. And then you're wondering, why are we arguing all the time? Why is my kid on edge about having a perfect essay, the activity resume? They're crying because the SAT and ACT scores they got is not good. The AP tests, they failed. It's because they have high anxiety, and they may be, if it's just on May, be suffering from academic confidence or perfect girl syndrome. Thank you for listening to this audio blog. If you want to know more about pre-college solutions, Worshiping Stevenson Davidson. Go to our website at precollegesolutions.com or follow us on social media at Precollege Solutions on everything. Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. Coming soon, TikTok. Have a great day.